Welcome to Tita Talk, where your theater titas talk about life, love, and all the kame in between. I'm Madam Hiddles on Twitter, yung tita niyong nagpapaalala lagi na hinay-hinay sa apostrophe S sa mga plural nouns plus. As always, we are joined by three other fantabulous titas, and let me call them one by one. Unahin na natin, Abby Pasok.
Hello, ako po si Abby Valte on Twitter, ang tita niyong galit sa gulay. So wag kayong gumaya sa akin, kids. Kumain kayo ng vegetables.
Ay, ang bongga. Okay. Diba? Who's okay. Next? Oh, Anna.
Me. Yes. And here I am, Mrs. Unlawyer, or call me A, or call me the uncrowned reina ng mga prokra. O, diba? Kaya magkakaroon po tayo ng bardagulan today. And I just want to let everybody know na ako po ay in-injectionan na ng Sinovac. Kapag sumingkit ako lalo, alam na. Marga, pasok!
Sinovac lang! Congratulations!
Hi, so
I'm Marga. I'm Marga, Marga versus Machine on Twitter. Ako ang mama ng Chub Chub Kitty Cats. Kasama ko ngayon si Baby the Bold, at saka si Handsome Boy, at saka si Miss Tanya, who are cheering for Nokra.
Yay! Hi,
Boo!
Kitties! Oh, tumigil ka nga. Okay, so... Paaway. So tonight, it's going to be Battle Royale as we go head-to-head to determine if okra nga is all that. So many things have been said and done on the subject, and we feel na we need to address this na talaga. It's taking all of me to stay neutral as I start this episode kasi nga you know naman what I think, diba? So, bago pa ako ma-disqualify for being passionate for my cause, for humanity, let me turn you over to Abby Valte, our very bonggang adjudicator.
Hello! Salamat, E. At isa sa ating mga fighters for tonight. So, good evening, good morning sa ating mga bagong guests. Thank you for spending your time with us. So, ito po ang rules natin. Klaro po tayo. We have 6 speakers in total, 3 on each side. Each of them will have 3 minutes to lay out their case kung bakit mahal nila ang okra or kinamumuhian nila ang okra. So, for the first 2 minutes of their speech, they will be allowed to plead their case to you uninterrupted. Pero pag nag-2-minute mark na, pwede na pong pumasok ang ating mga kasama from the other end. So talagang tunay na bardagula na po ito. Ready na ba kayo for Okrayan? So sige ha, both sides ready?
Ready!
Sweat! Go Nokra!
Prokra!
Ayan okay. Na. O, sige. So, ang kumakadar na itong mga ito, ha? Kayo. Okay. So, please, to our guests, give us a short introduction about yourself and then you can go into your side already. So, we start with the self-proclaimed queen of the okra lovers. Take it away, Tita A.
Hello. Hindi lang po ako budol queen. Ako rin ay prokra queen, okay? And pag tinatanong ako parati, why do you love okra? Pues, all I can say is, number one, masarap siya. Masarap siya. At masarap siya, okay? Kapag in-steam lang siya, tapos meron kang sausawan na bagoong na pinigaan ng kalamansi, tapos may prito kang galunggong, oh my God. Tapos magkasama siya sa pinakbet, tapos pag prinito mo rin siya na crispy, tapos may dip ka, ay, alam niyo ba yung asawa ko, doon ko napakain ng okra. Nung nakita niya na fried siya, at sabi niya, oh my God, walang laway, hindi siya malaway, ang sarap-sarap niya. So, ayun, na-convert ko siya, and I've known quite a number of people na dati eh, nokra, na nung natikman nila ito na maayos yung luto, aba, siguro mga 4 or 5 na sa Twitter na nakita ko, uy, ano na ako ha, hindi na ako nyokra ha, prokra na ako. So, ayun, I'm so happy about that. Anyway, apart from the fact na masarap, napaka-healthy at napakaraming benefits po ng okra sa atin. Number one, it's actually been studied na pwede siyang maging cancer preventive. Kasi yung laway na kanilang tinatarget at yung kanilang ino-okray sa okra actually treated human breast cancer cells and reduced cancer cell growth by 63% and killed 72% of the human cancer cells. Oh, may notes ako, di ba? Then, apart from that, Yan ding laway na parati ninyong ino-okray sa okra, eh pwede ring anti-diabetic. Tapos niyan, it's been shown to lower blood sugar. So, napaka-healthy niya. Tapos, antioxidant pa siya. So, apart from the fact na yummy siya, may fiber siya, it gives us a lot of health benefits, mura, kasi magkano lang bang isang tangkay niya? Basta mura siya. Anyway, we grow it. So, andali-dali lang pumitas. Andali pa niyang patubuin, andali pa niyang paramihin. And anytime you want, you can just pick it from your garden. Andali niyang i-prepare. You can just steam it and then may sausawan ka. Pwede mo siyang ihalo. Yung iba, alam ko, hinahalo sa sinigang. Pwede mo siyang ilagay sa pinakbet. Tapos, pwede mo siyang, kung medyo social ka at gusto mo medyo exotic, you can make it into gumbo. O,
guys,
diba?
2-minute mark. Pwede ayun, nang so, hiritan si A.
Oh, okay, so ayan. Okay, A. So ayan ang reason A. Why I love it. Yes?
A. Yung mga yes. Cancer preventive at anti-diabetic, para ka naman naglalako ng ivermectin yan. Si okra ba?
Oy, but this one. Excuse me, ito naman, proven to, Mr. Fake News Stuart. Alam ko yan. Alam ko yung ginagawa
mo. That's exactly what the ivermectin advocates are saying.
Right? Exactly. Uh-huh.
Excuse me, we have studies to back it up, which the ivermectin people do not have. All they have are flawed papers that have been pulled out.
Agree.
Okay?
Asan mga medical trials?
We have data. I have medical news
we
today.
Can send
I have
to
WebMD.
You later.
Yeah, we can send them to you.
No need.
No, atamo. Ganyan po talaga ang mga nokra. Kapag pinakitaan mo ng data, umaatras.
Yes. Kasi sure naman na fake news.
Ay, excuse me. Valid ang
okay,
aming
ulit. Okay, time's up, Anna. Salamat.
Okay.
Ang daming sinabi ni Anna, ha. Sana kayang sagutin ng nokra. So, nako, sino ba to? Si Nokra Winfrey. Kilala ko ito. Ethel, take it away.
Okay, so I don't really see why I need to explain pa why okra is kadire. Pero marami talagang matitigas ang head at naniniwala pa rin sa fake news. So here we are. Look, our very own Bahay Kubo is the perfect attestation to what OG Pinoy gulays are. It mentions 18. Like, yes, 18 na veggies. Ni kaluluwa ng okra wala doon. Bakit? Again, rhetorical question, because kadire didn't make the cut. Okra advocates have been telling me to try it. Like, why? But, you know, I did try it in the spirit of takot ako sa dad ko when he tells us to eat our vegetables and don't be so arte. Because, you know, Ilocano kami, diba? And there's pinakbet. But, oh my God, in the name of science, I almost died. It was such a horrible experience. Like, how can you eat something with little hairs on it? It was like he got in the mouth. Oh my God. Like later, kinabog pa yung saluyot sa paandar. I can't. It's like an unwelcome tongue kiss. You know how that goes? Yuck, diba? So again, makukulit yung mga okra advocates. And they don't want to stop. Fry it, they said. It'll take the slime off, they said. Guys, have you listened to yourself? Gusto niyo itago yung bagay that defines okra, which is slime? Bakit di niyo angkinin? Bakit kailangan niyong itago? Diba, kailangan niyong mag-reflect? So anyway, I'll give you the answer. Kasi nga, I'm kind and you're kind of slow. The whole point of okra is to hide it. It's like the bongo of vegetables. It's so ugly. It looks terrible. It smells musty. It constantly needs to be the center of attention when all everyone really wants to know is to hide its flavor. Wants to do is, like, you know, hide its flavor. So if you think you like okra and it's all that, you think bongo is hot. It's like plain and simple. Yun lang talaga.
Oh, so ano namang masasabi ng mga procra advocates doon? Nasa 2-minute mark na?
Puro ad hominem lang ang kanyang basis.
Agree. Yes.
Ah, diba?
Ay, naku, girls. Wait lang.
Tapos,
diba?
Parang sinasabi niya na slime is... Sorry, Miss E, go ahead.
Slime is what? You can do it.
It's because of the slime. Pero parang may laway ka, diba? Laway is slimy. You have laway, tapos you taste your laway. And okra has like laway something have, na. Okay
oh
lang
my god,
sama.
Are you telling me your laway is the same as the laway of okra? That's so kadire, ha? Because my laway isn't like that.
Utang na loob.
Utang na loob.
Swallower ka, don't us.
Yes, I swallow. Pero okay. Diba, when you swallow yon, amoy na sa rin
ka. Yun.
Okay, diba? Salamat. Salamat, Nokra Winty. Medyo nagpunta na tayo doon. Salamat, Nokra Winty. In your tradition of you talk about everything else. So, punta
kasi
naman tayo. Oo, punta naman tayo dun sa, nako, yung next Procra fighter natin. Excited kami. Thank you for coming on board. So, please introduce yourself. Your time starts now. Morks, ikaw yan.
Morks.
Ay, hala. Kumakain ng okra.
Ay, ayan. Ayan. Hello.
Yes, Morks.
We can hear you.
Go. Time starts now.
I'm Morks, MC Morks on Twitter. Ayan. Marami nang sinabi si A sa lasa niya, kung paano lutuin. Ako, mabilis lang kasi ginugol ko lang kani-kanina. The Philippines produces 32,000 tons of okra a year. Tapos, nakita ko dito sa Philippine Okra Pride. Okra Pride, oh, kita nyo? Okra Pride Exports Association, which is composed of 4 companies. Nasa 200 million ang pinapasok sa Pilipinas every year. Tapos, itong isang one exporter alone supports around 3,000 farmers, 300 employees. And then, if you have like 1 hectare, the okra farm, you can earn as much as 100,000 pesos every cycle. Kasi yung okra, mabilis tumubo, mabilis i-harvest. Yon. So, dapat i-support natin para sa ekonomiya. Bukod sa masarap siya at masarap siya. Oh, wala pang 2 minutes.
Ay, grabe. Oy, nilabasan kayo ng livelihood at saka ng support our farmers.
Ay, lalabasan din namin siya. Wait lang.
Paano naman yan, Nokra folks?
Anong livelihood ng Nokra? Okay.
Diba, marami palang sinusuportahan ang Procra. So, may Okra Pride Chevrolupa. So, paano na yan, Nokra? Okay, what can you say?
Okay, well, the thing is, It's good that merong nasusuporta ng okra, but the truth is, it's not among those considered as high value and high yield crops. So,
Excuse me, high yield siya.
But it's not among the top ones. There are other crops that are higher in value and yield, such as banana, abaca, coffee even, coconut.
But you cannot subsist ng banana alone. Kaya dapat merong variety. And
who says you can subsist on okra alone either? Kind of that's disgusting.
Go, Marga. Live on okra alone, Mark.
Exactly. I will die. Well,
nobody's saying that we should live on okra alone. But
hindi nyo dapat ino-okray ang okra sa pinapasok niya. Yun lang naman ang tanong. Bakit nyo ino-okray?
Kasi nga, it's kadire. Diba ino-okray natin? Madami na bang...
That's so subjective and that's so ad hominem.
Maraming ibang prutas, maraming ibang high-yield crops, maraming ibang high-value crops, ay hindi kadire.
Diba? Ba't ka mag-TTS?
Oh.
Like making TS. Kasi ayoko na yung resiliency na yan.
Okay, time is up for Marks. Ituloy na natin to, Marga. Ano ba ang masasabi ng mga Nokra folks? Tuloy mo na yan, girl. Time starts now.
Okay, hi. So earlier today, sinite ni A ang Medical News Today sa to substantiate her claims for Procra. Pero the very same site also cites risks and precautions that people should be on the lookout for when eating okra, because eating too much okra can adversely affect some people. Gastrointestinal problems. Okra contains fructans, which is a type of carbohydrate. Fructans can cause diarrhea, gas, cramping, and bloating in people with existing bowel problems, and also kidney stones. Okra is high in oxalates. The most common type of kidney stone consists of calcium oxalate. High oxalate foods may increase the risk of kidney stones in people who have had them previously. And alam niyo naman tayo mga Pinoy, ang hilig-hilig natin sa maalat, kaya medyo prone tayo dyan. And inflammation naman. Okra contains solanine, which is a toxic compound which may trigger joint pain, arthritis, and prolonged inflammation in some people. Tapos blood clotting also. Vitamin K helps the blood clot. And then yung sobrang taas naman na content ng vitamin K ng okra may affect those who use blood-thinning drugs such as warfarin or coumadin. Blood thinners help prevent the formation of blood clots that can lead to a stroke or heart attack. People who use blood thinners or who have a risk of blood clots should really manage their vitamin K, and that includes okra. Tapos, another, one cup of spinach and kale are far more nutritious than one cup of okra. Yung spinach, it has a wider array of vitamins and minerals, while kale naman is chock full of vitamins A and C, more than enough to meet one's nutritional daily value. While ang okra has, it has 7 grams of carbs, 2 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber. Ang spinach, meron siyang all of the above plus magnesium, folate, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B6, calcium, iron, phosphorus, vitamin
A. Okay, 2-minute mark. Prokra, ano ba yan? May blood clot nang nasasabi. Paano?
May tinakot mo ako, Marga.
Wait, lahat ng sinabi ni...
pala ang okra.
Naku, parang AstraZeneca lang pala siya.
Oo. Ang tawag sa research ni Marga, Cherry.
Science,
Cherry. Diba?
Correct. Ang masasabi ko lang, lahat naman ng mga crops ay may pros and cons. At katulad ng AstraZeneca, the advantages far outweigh the disadvantages. So you must take it. You must eat okra.
Saka sinabi ni Marga, eating too much.
Like, may better ano, naman na options. Hindi para
better
AstraZeneca
on, better
na
on
ano
whose
lang
basis?
Limited.
Better on whose basis?
Why
diba?
Marga's basis.
Oh, ayan. Oh,
Marga the cherry picker. Marga the cherry picker's basis. Oh, diba?
Marga the scientific basis.
We stand by evidence.
Sa science talaga tayo.
Sa science.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, ayan ha. Ang last fighter ng mga prokra. Rick, do you wanna settle this for the prokra side? Your time starts now.
Ayun. So, can you hear me okay naman, no?
Yes, we can.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you. So, kanina kasi, Tita A and Marks already discussed the benefits.
Teka, Rick,
and...
Rick, introduce yes. yourself first. And
I'm
your
sorry,
handle.
Yes, I forgot. Yes, my name is Richie, R-I-C-C_Richie sa Twitter. So, ayun, I'm a Procra ambassador for the Procralicious people. Anyway, yay! So yeah. I like okra because as mentioned by Tita A kanina, it has a lot of benefits, and as mentioned by Morgs, marami ang natutulungan ng procra industry, ng okra industry. And yun nga, to add lang doon sa sinabi ni Tita A kanina, marami talaga siyang benefits, and sa mga minerals and nutrients rather na makukuha mo sa okra, marami. May calories, may carbs, may protein, fat, fiber, magnesium, folate, vitamins A to C, meron siya, or vitamins A, C, K, B6, meron siya. So, marami talaga makukuha sa okra. And dun sa sinasabi kanina ng isang speaker ng kabilang side na maraming pangit na bagay ang okra, it is because of eating too much okra. Yun yung ano dun eh, too much. Diba sabi naman natin, too much of something is bad enough. Kaya wag natin sobrahan ng pagkain ito. Tamang ano lang kasi, we enjoy okra because it's delicious, it has a lot of benefits. And sa pagluto naman, pag-prepare, there are many ways to make it na hindi slimy yung okra. Kung ang problema nyo slime, yung taste, magagawa ng paraan yan, kayo lang ang tamad. Hindi nyo lang kayo gumagawa ng paraan, hindi lang kayo nag-research on how to do it properly. So yun yung problema nyo, mga nokra. Mga nokra kasi, dapat research din, wag ba tayong patol ng patol lang sa anong naririnig natin outside or anywhere, diba? So research din on how to cook it properly, make sure na prepared siya ng maayos, stored ng maayos, para hindi siya slimy, and dun sa mga nagpe-pretend ng ayaw ng slime, pero deep inside, parang gustong-gusto naman ng slime, try it, magugustuhan at magugustuhan nyo for sure ang Procralicious.
Oh, that's 2-minute mark! Parang alam mo, parang si Iya tayong pinatatamaan mo doon sa
oo nga, pang masasabi ko lang doon, nakaka-orgasm ba yun? Yung ganong laway. Hindi naman, diba? So please, huwag nyong i-compare.
Also, depende kasi yan sa pag-nam-nam mo.
Wait! Konti lang. Sabi mo, pag in moderation, it's like one bite of okra, it's too much already. So, hindi talaga kami nag-o-over. And oh my God, ang daming effort para lang i-prepare yung okra na yan. Eh, pwede ko namang kagatin na yung carrot na walang luto-luto, diba? Ew, no!
Okay,
Marga, you were saying something?
Yes, I was saying something. Meron tayong staunch supporter ng Nokra Brigade na isang chef at sinabi niya, sorry pero Nokra talaga si Chef Ed Bugia.
Ay, ang dami, ay kung chef lang, ang dami kong chef na pwede ipakilala sa inyo na Procra. Gusto niya padamihan tayo.
He already knows how to make it palatable but still Nokra pa rin. Kasi the level of effort needed to make it palatable.
Nakakapagod. Yeah.
Parang doktor lang 'yan. Hindi lahat ng doktor hindi naniniwala sa ivermectin. Ganun lang 'yan. 'Di ba?
Oh my God, kung hindi niya gusto yung
okay, tapos na. Tapos na ang time degree. ang last fighter natin. Ang last fighter natin, and you better make this good. You have 3 minutes, Stuart.
Hello, good evening. Sana, hello sa mga Procra. Sana masarap yung hapunan nyo mamaya na walang okra. Actually, ako pala si Stuart sa Twitter, Stuart_O. First, build po na namin yung credentials namin mga Nokra. Actually, nung pinag-usapan namin to, we took a total of about 24 units of biology in college. So we're credible when it comes to vegetables. Pangalawa, yun ang sinasabi ni Okra Winfrey na si A, na mura ang okra. Eh kaya nga siya mura. Simple law of supply and demand. Kasi nga walang bumibili. Pangatlo, sabi, masarap daw. Pero yung sinasabi nilang masarap, ang dami mong kailangan gawin. Kailangan mo steam, kailangan mo ang dami mong kailangan gawin. Hindi katulad ng ibang vegetables na pwede mong kainin diretso, masarap na. Ito, kailangan mo pang ang dami mong gawin na magic para lang sumarap siya. Pang-apat, kinocompare nga siya, di ba? Ewan ko, sinik ba yung nag-compare nun? Ang okra, it's the devil's pototoy. So imagine nyo, ang hiling nyo pala sa pototoy ng mga, ng satanas. Ganun yung kinakain nyo pag kumakain kayo ng okra. Di ba kayo nag-wonder bakit there's so many novels written about different fruits and vegetables. May grapes of wrath, may children of the corn. Pero no one wrote about okra. Kasi nga, everyone hates it. Kayo lang yung namumukod tanging mga DDS ng gulay na Procra. So yun, short and sweet. Thank you.
I'm dying!
Nila ko kayong DDS ng gulay!
Suwi!
Alam niyo, ito lang ha. Fake news talaga si Stu na sinasabi niya kailangan lutuin ang okra kasi there are so many fresh okra recipes.
Oh my God, do you eat it raw?
Yes, you can eat it.
Yes, you can eat it raw.
You can eat it raw.
So fake news. Oh yeah, no, fake news. You can look it up.
But even your husband mo, nagustuhan lang yan nung free na eh. Pero kung hindi, wala. So, kaya damo pa, siguro sa katutak na coating ng kung ano-ano yung kailangan.
Double, pero kinain pa rin niya. Diba? Kinain pa rin niya. Yun yung point ko.
Tinatago
lang yung essence ng vegetable.
That's just love for you.
Ay, nako, alam mo, ang lumalabas dyan, fake news ka. Kasi sinasabi mo at first, hindi siya pwedeng kainin ng hilaw. Ang daming kailangan gawin. Ang dami-daming recipes calling for fresh okra. Doon pala wala pa ng credibility.
Yeah.
I could put it on my salad.
Kambeng? Really, yeah?
Bakit? Ay, yung mga gulay na iba din naman kapag fresh, kambing din naman ang kumakain. Ay, yung mga gulay na hilawa.
May nagsabi kayo ng kale, di ba? So parang kambing din naman yun, di ba?
Yung taros, di ba sabi, pipitasin lang tapos kakagatin na.
Kakainin na. It's masarap already kasi hindi siya naglalaway.
The Nokra contradict themselves. The Nokra contradict themselves.
They do.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question for both sides. Could it be that math to, bakla, kumuha ka ng pencil saka ng papel. Ginamit mo yung scientific calculator ng mga baget. Could it be that that liking okra is a significance of higher taste in food?
Of course. Agree.
Kasi diverse yung panlasa mo. Mas na-appreciate mo yung iba't ibang bagay. Yes, maraming variety.
Feeling ko talaga may kalyo yung mga dila nila. That's why it's like that. That's kaya not nila true. Yung mga ano.
Feeling ko kasi.
Kasi hindi nyo na nafe-feel.
Mahilig makipag-lipstick sa gulay.
Correct! Oh my God, it's full of callus already. That's why.
As so if it's yung nagsasalita na mahiling makipag-lips to lips sa gulay samantalang kanina, I can eat a carrot without cooking it. Oh, diba? Contradiction. Yeah,
that's exactly why we have other choices. Why do we have to compromise and try that devil's potuto? It's like that's so point. Disgusting. Right? If you have many things on the table...
Walang pumipilit sa inyong kumain ng okra. Kayo lang tong nango-okra ng okra.
Oh my God!
Exactly.
Kayo kaya ang namimilit sa amin. Oh, you're
fine. Oh, wala.
You try it.
Sorry, naiwan ako. Wait, naiwan ako doon. What's wrong with pututoy?
Kasi that one is so small. And the hair of the pututoy shouldn't be on the thing,
and
right?
It's not,
or be at the bottom.
Huh?
Depende naman siguro
sa
kabalbunan.
It's how you select the okra. No, it's how you select the okra. May mga okra naman na walang hair.
Meron bang okra na hairless?
Yes, meron. Mga varieties.
See?
Hindi siya shave, but may varieties.
The ignorance, oh, diba?
Yes. Oh my God! Pardon me, kasi kadiri talaga. I don't really look at them. And I remember, Abs, you sent me that red okra before. And it really looks like galing kay Satanas. The way that Nick said it before. Talagang, oh my God, I will not touch that.
Pero yung pinadala kong yun, medyo malaki at pink yung okra na yun. Tapos parang medyo hairless naman siya. So sandali, oh, diba? To the nokra peeps.
Pero talaga, wala siyang head.
Ay, sorry, hindi natin yata kailangang kayang i-genetically modify ang okra para magkaroon siya ng head, no, Ethel? Okay. Oo, so
dun tayo sa carrot.
Lumalabas na talaga ang mga nokra parang racist. They just hate without basis. Yun lang po.
Exactly.
Oh, but we have very strong basis that it's not palatable.
So you say.
Right?
It's, oh my God. Ano yun? Parang kung nagpasok ng plema sa, voluntarily ng plema sa bibig mo, tapos
ngayon. Eh wala namang pumipilit sa inyo, but every time kami mga prokra say that, oh my God, ang sarap ng kinain ko, ayan na kayong mga nokra lahat. Yeah,
Magdanagsaan na.
Okay. So question for the nokra people. Hindi ba pwedeng hayaan niyo na lang yung mga kumakain ng okra to their happiness?
Hindi ba pwedeng hayaan na rin nila kami na we hate it?
Answer the question first.
Oh, evading.
De, sa totoo kasi, friends naman tayo, di ba? Concerned lang kami kasi parang wala kayong taste and smell. Magpa-check na kaya kayo.
Nakapagpa-swab test kami and okay naman. So.
Ang pinang-swab.
False negative yan.
Personalan na.
Alam mo, so halika dito, isa-swab test kita ng okra. Yes. Ang ipag-swab test ko sa'yo, okra. Sure, pero dito, Stu.
Wala kayong taste eh.
Ay nako, totoo yan. I mean, I get it naman. It's not for everybody talaga. Yeah, lalo na hirap sila.
There are better options talaga. Na you can enjoy your gulay.
O, tandaan ninyo ha, sinabi ninyo,
gulay.
Sinabi nila wala tayong taste, so tayo-tayo na lang ang magsama-sama mga prokra kumain sa labas at magluluto ko kayo.
Yes.
Sa labas? The
that's gusto not true. May pandemic pa rin.
Okay, question for everybody. If you were to liken okra to something or someone in your life, explain. O, mauna tayo, A.
No, ano yun? Again, if you were to what?
If you were to liken okra.
Ulit. Ano? If I were to?
Liken okra to something or someone in your life, what would it be and why?
Para siyang si Amber. She might be furry, but she brings me so much happiness. She might be short, but she brings me so much love. I thank you.
Oy, bongga si Aidon. O, sinong susunod? E, ikaw.
Lahat ba?
Lahat kayo sasagot.
Okra is like my ex. Walang kwenta. Thank you.
Okay, Mark, ikaw.
I guess okra is like one of my good friends. Simple, humble, dependable. Yun lang.
Marga.
Oh my God, ang wholesome. Wait.
Bakit ang wholesome nun? Okay, Marga, ito.
Well, okra is like ivermectin advocates.
Kayo yun? Excuse me? Kayo yung puro kayo yun?
Uy, sandali ah. Personal yun. Baka magalit yung mga prokra.
Like, ivermectin advocates. I stand by what I said.
O, di ba ang tapang-tapang? Parang mga bayani, ganyan.
Wala, kaya kaming, natin. Wala kaming fake study. Kayo nga ang puro fake news, no? Kami nga all backed up by science kami, no? No, kayo diba? Nga ang like, ivermectin. Like kayo ang pro-ivermectin.
Wait, Stuart, ikaw nga umawa.
O, Richie. Si Richie muna.
Sa akin, okra for me is like my mom. It nourishes me. It gives me strength. It gives me
kakanta
the...
na yan.
Mama. Na.
What about you, Stuart? Ano ang okra sa buhay mo?
Yun, sinabi ko na, okra is parang yan yung mga DDS ng Gulay World eh. So, ang dami rin mga diehard fans. Tapos they live in this alternate reality na okay sila. Pero hindi nila alam, hindi talaga yan mabuti at hindi yan masarap.
Alam nyo, ako,
pakawalan mo yun ang bilat. Pakawalan mo, pakawalan mo.
Pakawalan mo na,
go, Mark. Go, Mark. Go, go back.
Bilat mo, DDS. Teka lang.
O, sandali. O, Mark. O, Mark. Total pro ka na ka. O, DDS ka daw ng Gulay World.
Well, ang mga nokra ay mga BBM ng Okra Wars. Mga hindi marunong tumanggap ng pagkatalo. Paulit-ulit na kaming nananalo sila. Ayaw maniwala, protesta ng protesta. Oh, so
exactly my parang, point. Parang, sa survey, di ba sa survey, lagi namang nananalo. Is exactly my point.
Right? Kasi
of course not.
Sila.
Kasi hindi naman first page ang naglalabas actually, ng survey.
Publiko siyan, Bap.
Very valid.
Hindi. Ano? Sa real world naman, yung 32,000 tons na pinoproduce ng Pilipinas at binibili sa ibang bansa, eh, pruweba na kami ay nanalo na. Oh, panalo na tayo. Oh.
Tingnan mo, nagpaproclaim ng sarili. My God! Hindi na si Abby ang nagsalita. Ikaw na, inunahan mo na siya. Yung aba, mga prokra na yan.
We believe in our product. Kasi we believe in our product and our product is based on love. Samantalang kayo, puro hate. O, di ba? Lahat na lang narinig natin, I hate okra because. Kami naman sinasabi namin, well, we just like it and we see the benefits and we see everything from health economy and how it betters your life. Kayo lahat puro ayoko kasi I hate it kasi sino ang nega dito, di ba kayo?
It's all negativity for the nokras lang naman kasi wala naman talaga
exactly yung, puro ako negativity guys. Puro uh-oh. Hatred o di ba?
And that's nakakasira ng mental health yan.
Edi kayo na kailangan niyo ng therapy guys.
Hindi kayo na maging okra.
Baka kailangan niyo pumunta ng Dolomite.
Oo nga, imagine pag sila naging okra. My God.
Ay, kung kami ang naging okra, napakasariwa namin.
Pak.
Na diba? Sobra naming sariwa.
Oh. Malaway.
Makataas. Excuse me, there's a difference. Ay, excuse me, ang malaway may lugar. Tandaan.
Yeah, sa basura.
Ah, hindi. Subukan mo maging extra dry. Pag hindi ka malaway, girl, kailangan mo ng lube.
Ay, hindi pa. I mean, do we want to go there?
Okay, sandali lang, no? Sa listeners natin, warning, wag po nating tangkain, gamitin ang laway ng okra for extracurricular activities.
Pero, or,
hindi nyo alam yun, baka pwede.
Ito ang masasabi ko sa'yo, are you saying that since you're an okra hater, you cannot liken yourself to an okra kasi hindi ka na makatas, wala ka ng, you know, you're dry na, kaya ayaw mo na ng okra?
But
tuyot ka na ba?
Who defined okra as makatas? No, but who defined okra as makatas? It's like, laway is the katas. Orange has katas, and it's fine. But then
well,
okra,
it's similar.
It's so kadiri. So I will never compare myself to that disgusting vegetable.
Oy,
I'm trying to say na nga na vegetable eh. Pero feeling ko talaga pututoy yan na nagpapanggap ang talagang vegetable. Yeah, Stuart. That's really what I think.
Or laway.
Sorry, may mental image talaga ako ng okrang medyo ano. Ng okrang
God.
Hindi maganda ang balak. O
tuyot
sige.
Ba? Tuyot na si E.
Ay, nako, shit. Okay, quiet.
Okay. Ito sinasabi na to ng mga chefs na okra is the most foul thing ever grown. If you don't know what you're doing with okra, it goes really slimy and tastes bitter. The only time it's near edible is when you deep fry the hell out of it. What's the point of something that's deep fried?
Yung diba? Hindi mo na siya kilala.
It's a honey else. Deep fried, ah.
Yeah, fried.
Okay, hello? Ang question ko sa lahat ng fighters natin. Is there space in this world for harmony between the procras and the nocras?
Is there a meron deeper ba meaning to this?
May structure ba? Wala.
Parang plato. Kami naman, we welcome everybody who will come into the fold of okra. We are inclusive. We do not turn anybody out. We welcome anybody. Ganun lang. Kami naman ang parating ina-attack every time we just express our admiration for the vegetable. Maya, ayan na ang atake sa amin. Why are you so full of hatred for us? Wala naman kaming ginagawa sa inyo.
Oo,
diba?
Nahiya, like, ano, the racism in the vegetable world talaga ito.
Totoo. Sila ang mga
racist. Sino kaya yung
report
ng kayo
ang mga racist.
Kayo
ang mga kayo ang racist ng vegetable world.
Si Marx just nagre-report ng tweet. Umamin kabilat mo.
Nire-report ko si Stuart for fake news.
Of course.
Nire-report ko si Stuart for fake news.
See? Lumalabas din eh, nagre-report kayo sa Twitter, ganyan. Kasi you're not
kasi,
confident.
No,
you
kasi
don't
we
know
feel,
what you're talking about.
We feel threatened kasi.
You guys feel threatened so much, yeah.
We have a responsibility to report fake news, di ba?
Yes.
We have to keep Twitter above board. Eh, ang fake news, walang lugar yan sa Twitter. Si Stuart, panay ang fake news niya. So, nire-report namin kapag nagpe-fake news siya. Ewan ko bakit hindi pa nga yan nasususpend.
Okay. Oh, I'll give everybody 1 minute ha, to make your final pitch for your side. Stuart, let's start with you. Isa kang nokra. What can you say to the rest of the world about okra?
Mag-ingat po tayo kasi malakas po ang makinarya ng mga prokra. Sabi po sila ng sabi ng fake news, but all I'm saying are based on facts. Facts lang po talaga tayo. Hindi masarap ang okra. Yun lang. Masustansya siya, pero mas marami naman masustansya. Hindi kumain tayo ng iba. Bakit kailangan natin pagtsagaan yung masustansya nga? Hindi naman masarap. Thank you.
Okay, so Richie, what about you?
Sa akin naman, wala naman tong pilitan. So if you don't like okra, it's fine. Nokra ka kung nokra ka, we don't care. Basta wag mo lang din kami pakialaman for admiration and for us liking okra because we really love the vegetable. And for us, it really gives us lots of benefits. So hayaan nyo na lang kami, wag nyo na lang kami atakihin ba sa paghanga namin sa okra. Kasi hindi naman namin kayo ina-atake na pag sinabi nyo, may sinabi kayo masama about okra, di ba? So hayaan nyo na lang kami and we can live in harmony pagdating sa paghanga namin sa okra. Thank you.
Oh, sabi ni Richie, live and let live. What about you, Marga?
You know, hindi mo rin naman mapipilit yung mga tao kung nandidiri sila sa, you know, kinakain nila. So, kung nandidiri kami sa okra, wag nyo nang ipagpilitan na, but okra is good. Leave us in peace also naman diri sa okra at i-judge kayo sa pagkain ng kadiri food.
Oh, yung mga nokra daw, leave them alone daw, Marks, at gusto daw nilang i-judge ang mga prokra. What do you say?
Ako naman, I judge the people who don't eat okra. I think they have inferior taste. They're not very evolved. Yun lang.
Oh, paano yan, E? Hindi ka daw humakain ng okra, hindi ka daw masyadong evolved. What can you say?
Ang masasabi ko lang, the people who eat okra have really thick kalyo sa mga dila nila. Kasi nahihirapan talaga sila to understand and to process na kadira talaga yung vegetable na yan. So yeah, I'm still judging you. And yeah, live and let live. That would be fine as long as wala akong naririnig na kagaya ni Marks na may mga ganun pa rin. See, they can't stay on their lane. Kakasabi lang ng live and let live, biglang cambio. Diba? Ugaling DBS. Yun lang.
Okay, so A, you have the floor for Procra.
Ang masasabi ko lang, we came in peace, pero si Marga, ginudge kami. So, syempre, being judged, sumagot si Marks, di ba? Anong stay in your lane? Tingnan mo ang censorship ng mga nokra. You want us to shut up. Isn't that censorship? Isn't that repressive? You are repressing us. We just want to express our love for the vegetable, pero kayo, you want to rain on our parade, di ba? So, ang masasabi ko lang sa inyo is, sino ba ang insecure dito sa atin? Kami na nagsasabi lang na we love it? Or kayo that always constantly wants to put us down every single time. Signos yan ng mga insecure kasi otherwise, hindi nyo kami papansinin, di ba? Eh, ayan, you're talking about stay in your lane. You're talking about judging us. You're talking about we hate it. So, tama nga ang sabi namin, kayo ang racist ng vegetable world. Pak!
I know, oh, well.
Edsel, tigil, tumigil ka.
Oh, sit down daw kayong lahat.
So sit down, my hospitals! My hospitals!
So, that closes out our...
Did we contain it? Did we contain it?
Nakontain na ba, guys? Oh, para dun sa mga listeners natin. Diba? Sa mga listeners natin, let us know kung na-convince ba kayo ng either side. And that concludes our grand Okrayan at Okra Bardagulan for episode 4 of Kita Talk. So, hello
ang
sa mga
racist,
guests natin.
Ang Okra racist.
Uy, grabe. May nagpo-protesta pa talaga. Ayaw ka sa Sarah.
Tapos okay. Na.
May question ako sa inyo. Saan nagsimula? Paano nagsimula ang alam natin ano, to our listeners also who may not have been always following the okra and the nokra debates. How did this start, guys?
I think baka nga sa akin I said something to the effect lang na I love okra or parang nag-ano ako ng picture of okra and then somebody jump in ng iyak. Basta
actually,
ganun.
Sina, ano, I think that's like yung grupo-grupo, sina JP, diba?
Ayun,
sina,
ano?
Sina Krista,
nananahimik ako. Yun.
So, mga founding members kami ng Bardagulan.
Correct.
See, and it's so funny, though, that a lot of people before, they didn't understand what was going on. And they thought na parang, may something else kami pinag-uusapan. Code daw siya.
Ay, kilala ko to. Kilala ko to.
Oh my God, get alive.
Just to settle that conspiracy theory, kayo na ang sumagot. Meron nga bang code ang prokra at ang nokra debate?
Okra lang. Wait, okra lang.
Oh. It's just plain okra.
Meron
we are
po,
having
meron.
Oh, I
sabi mo, Stuart?
Meron
mo
talaga. Meron mo.
gawa tayo ng kwento.
Loko mo, mamaya, magawa na naman tayo ng article ng mga kangaroo sa Australia, ha?
Oo, oh, nga, sabay link.
Oo. Naloka asawa ko sa kanila.
By the way, we have another guest other than Mark, Stuart, and Richie. Also, Nokra Advocate. She's in this call. Hey, Sarah!
Hey, Sarah!
Hi, everyone. I'm Lakwat Sarah. I'm also a Nokra. So actually, here in this group, they're outnumbered. Oh, so, but in fairness, since Nokra are fair, I wasn't given a chance to speak. Para, you know, just to
pero
give everyone...
Sinama ka sa audience to tilt the numbers. Tingnan mo, dadaya talaga.
Uy, may pala yung Nokra. I can't believe
walang
it.
Walang count.
May pala.
Walang
oo.
Hindi kami
hakot, involved. Hakot. Hakot kayo.
Wala naman.
Morks, may Morks, rules ano ba? Yung ano? Nung so Morks, nung nagpa-poll ka, anong sabi ng mga tao?
Ganito din.
Kumain na siya ng Nagsasnack na si Morks ng Nokra.
Lahat parang ganito rin.
Lahat
parang ganito
survey,
rin naman
panalo
usapan.
Kami. Oo, pero lahat ng survey, panalo kami.
I mean, runaway
it's
winner naman.
It's not very scientific. So
may troll farm kasi yung mga yan.
Yes,
it's a troll farm. So, ina-activate nila every time. Why do you guys understandable?
Why do you guys think that it's such a fun topic on Twitter? And it's unique to us, ha? Because syempre you have debates about pineapple on pizza, do you want salty, do you eat fries
or
with
the
your
adobo
ice cream
versus
oh,
whatever
diba?
Sinigang yeah, ganyan,
but,
diba?
But si Prokra at saka si Okra is very unique to Pinoy Twitter. Why do you think people are so, you know, parang are so invested in this conversation?
It's fun, no? I mean, it's a way for you to, kunwari, pick a fight with each other, except dun sa mga clueless dyan na akala, eh.
I mean, it's even sabihin. Yeah. And yeah, I think
it's fun. It's really fun.
I think and, among the people who are debating, we know it's a joke. It's not a joke.
Yes.
So when someone starts butting in and saying that it's you know code for something else, I think they're just projecting or they're just you know they actually natatamaan sila.
We're just it's a fun way to trash talk each other without getting personal. Kasi ano ba naman yan? Gulay, yeah. Diba? But it's
diba?
Fun.
Maski magbatuhan tayo ng okra.
Please don't throw up for what
it's worth. Also, for what it's worth, at least, hindi tayo magkagawan sa pagkain. Diba?
Correct.
Like, you can have your okras. Yun.
Yes, it's actually a lot of harmony among the okra and prokra because of the okra wars. It's just katuwaan. When someone starts posting an okra, we know something's going down.
Yeah,
'di ba? So, expected.
Sali-sali na.
Ayan na si Morks mambibilat na si Morks.
I live for Morks to be left though.
Oo, tapos magtatag na. Tagging everybody for kuyog.
Twitter, 'di ba? Sobrang toxic ng Twitter. And if we start these things, nakaka-good vibe siya maski papaano. So yes. We spend like an hour just, you know, going at it. Na puro lahat walang
asaran,
kwenta talaga yung asaran. Gusto mo lang talagang makaisa.
Oo, kuyog. Kuyog in
kuyog.
Fun. Kuyog in fun.
But we're all friends naman eh. Wala
yeah,
naman
in real life, right? So it's all
so,
good.
Wala bang napipikon? Siyempre, I mean, you know, among friends, this kind of asaran and fun is, we all understand it, but have you ever come across someone na medyo unsuspecting na biglang napikon dito sa mga usapang Nokra at Pro?
O, parang wala.
Wala pa naman.
Wala. I mean,
feeling ko lang.
The kangaroo lang.
Hoy, sabi natin kangaroo.
Ay, kangaroo, sorry. Paki-bleep na lang,
Hindi, ayoko. Let's go for it.
For the record, Prokra. He is Prokra. We don't know him. He was asked if he was Procra or Nokra, and he just said, well, I guess I'm Procra. So he's the president of the Procra fans club there. Where
Australian
he
version.
Australian
chapter. I-spam kita ng lahat ng link sa website niya for that. Mag-imbay ka.
I have a para lang tumaas yung kicks.
I will spam you with all the links.
I have the option and try to not open and not to click.
Social climber ka kasi eh.
Ay, naku. Ang taas-taas na.
With your yip-yip dog.
With my yip-yip dog.
How dare.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Mas na-offend ako na tinawag niya yip-yip dog.
Sino pa ba yung mga favorite natin sa Twitter na ano, pinapatulan aside from the kangaroos?
Di ba meron ding isa yung nagsasabi na basta, this was during election year. Election year parang ano sinasabi na yung mga ano nag-aantay no okra ganyan-ganyan is
nako, candidates. Yan.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like
yeah, the one who thought Nick was a guy, a girl, di ba?
Oh, kasi patola si Nick.
Oh, dun patola. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Nick. We love you. Oo. Si Nick dapat ang ano, panakip butas namin si Stuart. Kasi si Nick talaga yung ano, yung uupo sana. But he had an emergency. So yun. Hi, Nick. I hope you're fine.
So Nick, I want to ask everyone, ano? I want to ask everyone, how important is it to have these fun discussions on Twitter considering na medyo toxic yung environment natin ngayon? I mean, what you think, how important is it for people to be able to go back to social and have these fun conversations?
I think for me, let's do alphabetical ulit. Okay, sige. The mere fact that we're having this podcast and yung listenership natin is growing, I think there's a need. Kasi it gets, the space can become so restrictive in the sense na minsan pag dumadaan ako, nasistress ako dahil nakikita ko bardagulan among everybody. And talagang honest to goodness, hindi na fun, talagang away na, no? And I think it really is important for everybody's mental health. Now we have spaces like this where we could step back and just pure fun, and you know that you're among good friends and you trust na they understand you and you know that they are able to, kaya kanilang sakyan, yun na lang. Diba?
Yeah, there's mutual respect when we do these things. Kasi parang, we give as much as we get, diba? If we can dish it, dapat we're able to take it as well. So parang yun yung unwritten rule dyan. Kung kaya mong manlait, dapat kaya mo rin tumanggap ng panlalait.
Hello, nagdala nga si Stu ng cake na may nokra, ano, sa bahay ko.
Diba? Sa bahay mo. Ganon ka grabe.
Ko.
For my
How
birthday.
Dare. How dare.
Ganon. But yeah, so it's really fun to have, lalo na napaka-toxic ng timeline mo sa Twitter, and day in, day out, puro na lang problems. We have yet to get help from this admin, ganyan-ganyan. Puro COVID cases na pataas na pataas. So, yeah, we need this. Sobrang we need this. Shout out to all our listeners. Nakakatuwa kayo. Thank you for tagging us every time you tell people na, ano, na you listen to us. Kasi it means a lot. And thank you also sa guests natin today. Kasi you made this extra special. This is the first time we're having guests.
Thank you for coming over.
And super duper nakakatuwa.
Yeah, this is like an outlet also na dahil ang tagal nating hindi nagkikita or nagkakasama, this is like our way of catching up, doing this podcast and at the same time entertaining people. And ako naman personally, dahil suyang-suya na ako sa news, ito yung escape. So when my timeline is being inundated by people responding to us na parang, oh, ito yung pinag-uusapan sa Tita Talk, ganyan. Ayun, natutuwa ko na at least yun yung nakikita kong responses na in a way, nagiging timeline cleansa from the katoksikan ng pandemic response at balita. So, ayun, nakaka-happy.
Happy vibes lang. Oh.
That's true.
True.
What about you, Marks? Gusto ko lang palang sabihin na it's na happy ako na narinig ko nang sabihin ni Marks yung bilat on audio na hindi na Twitter, hindi na next.
Bilat mo happy.
going text tone yan para pag may pumasok na text, bilat mo happy.
Can we not?
Ayan, can we not?
Ikaw, Marks, how important is it for you to still indulge in these fun conversations on Twitter?
Ay, nako, kung pwedeng ganito na lang everyday, okay din lang. Nakakapagod yung mga ibang pinag-uusapan. But, you know, we just try to lighten up the moods once in a while with these mga parang useless away, ganyan. Yeah.
What about you, Richie?
Ako kasi for me, it's a welcome distraction from, yun nga, sa mga sinabi niyo earlier na yung mga negativity na nababasa mo sa social media, sa mga sinasabi ng mga tao, and sa nangyayari right now sa country natin. So parang sometimes may makikita kang ganito, halimbawa, Ocker Wars, ganyan, or ibang-ibang klaseng bardagulan sa Twitter na parang ang nonsense, but then again, parang ay, nakakatuwa, nakakaaliw, at yung isip mo na da-divert to something na at least nagiging okay ka for a while. And then, it recharges you para makabalik ulit doon sa discussion naman ng seryoso. So, yeah, it's really something that helps. Kaya I really enjoy it, and I feel naman na a lot of people enjoy it. And if ever may mga discussion na nag-heat up, kumbaga minsan, alam naman natin magkakakilala tayo. We know we're friends, we know each other. Kaya wala namang heart, parang sakitan, or wala namang samaan ng loob. So it's still very good for everyone. In luck.
Oh. Stuart, wala daw sakita na. What about you? What can you say to people na parang, ay, ano ba naman yan? Parang ang babaw nung kwentuhan nyo. What about you?
I-re-report ko pa rin.
Ako, hindi naman siya mababaw. Ako, pinipersonal ko talaga eh. Parang hindi ko plastic kayo lahat eh.
I love you, Stuart!
Padadalhan kita ng plastic na okra.
I meant everything I said.
Walang plastika, pero sinungaling.
Pages nga daw, pages.
Ang hirap magsinungaling.
Grabe, Stu, pathological na yan, Stu.
Uy, by the way, Abby, thank you. Nag-text si Abby sa akin. Kami daw yung nanalo sa debate. So, thank you,
Abby. Oh, Abby, grabe to. Galit nga ako sa gulay, guys. Grabe, galit ako sa gulay, guys. Pasensya na. So, yung mga listeners natin ang magde-decision. What about you, Sarah? We want to hear from you. How important is it for you to hear these fun discussions on Twitter?
I agree with everyone. It's really important. I know that most of us went into Twitter when we started going to Twitter, it's for fun, you know, to talk about things that aren't very serious. And then now our feeds are full of news and sad reports and disappointment. So I can't mute those things as well because we need to keep updated. It's hard to remove that. But when we see these kinds of discussions na medyo lighter and seeing people having fun, going like feeling like you're at the old quote unquote old Twitter, it's nice because it's not dead scrolling, like you're not just seeing bad news on your feed, you know. It's a good thanks seeing it in between those things that are reported by media, by the people that we follow. So it's a welcome. I don't want to call it a distraction, but it's just I welcome it on my feed, on my timeline. So I'll always jump in whenever I see one of, you know, our friends talk about.
I-report pa rin namin si Stuart mamaya.
Si Stuart. The hate.
It's really thank you the for hate. Not reporting me.
The hate. Grabe.
The hate. Grabe.
Gusto ko yung nare-report talaga dahil sa okra.
It's nilalagay nila, it's a scam, it's ano, fake news, violence, mga ganyan,
phishing,
diba?
Phishing. Mm-hmm. this account sends links for phishing. Actually, mga nag-post ng photo ng okra, dapat nire-report din for inappropriate content.
Correct. Oh, thank you for the ano ha, the tip. At least
ako yung mga kalanggaro dapat ma-report ng phishing, spamming links ganyan.
Wala namang okay nagpa-follow sa mga 'yon. I mean, siguro swerte na pag meron silang 3 na clicks a day. So,
alam niyo,
sandali, sila yata yung nagsabing iisang tao lang daw kami ni A.
Hindi ko alam talaga.
Diba eh, parang may ganyan, parang iisang tao lang, creation daw kita, wow, grabe bongga yung imagination ni bakla.
Oh my God.
So dahil lang A siya, A ka, A na kayong lahat?
Oo, diba? Parang ang talino.
Magugulat ka, Abby, lahat kami kagagawan mo.
Ay, grabe, inception! Grabe lahat, ang creative ko naman. Napaka, ang ganda naman ng hubog niyong mga tao para mapag-isipan ng iisa. Grabe, ang daming vitamins and minerals sa utak nung ganon.
Di, pero alam mo, bakit siya nakiride on sa Procra? Kasi alam niya, ang Procra ang sikat, alam niya, ang Procra ang parating panalo, kaya siya nakiprocra din, nakikiride on lang siya for readership.
Ay, kaya lang hindi tinanggap ng ano ng Procra. So sorry, you're not a member. Marga, paki ano na i-bleep mo na lang mamaya.
You can't sit with us. Okay. So.
Okay. Ano yung i-bleep natin? Wait, 'di ba hindi tayo nag-bleep? Marga, don't bleep it.
Gagawan lang
anak gulo.
gagawan lang naman tayo ng article tapos ipo-post niya yung sarili niyang link tapos wala namang mag-click.
Kaya okay mo na lang ng okra. Batuhin mo na lang ng okra.
Tapos sasagot niya sa sarili niya.
Padala mo yung care package down under.
Gusto ko yung sasagot sa sarili niya. Sabi niya mo.
Oo, magre-reply siya sa sarili niya. Tapos ilalike din niya yung sarili niyang tweet. Ire-retweet din niya.
Tweet niya, oo.
Tapos ito-quote tweet din niya. Alam mo, sakit yan.
Okay, so I think our fighters have sufficiently established their cases for the okra lovers and for the okra haters. So ang magde-decision nito ay hindi ang inyong adjudicator pero ang audience natin. So pag narinig nila ito, please let us know what you think about our fighters. Okay? E?
Okay. So I think dyan na nagtatapos. I refuse pa rin to think that ano, we lost this fight. I think we won. Pero sige, kayo nang mag-decide. Wala naman akong magagawa, diba? Anyway, thank you to everyone who joined us. Stuart, thank you, Richie. Thank you, Marks. I miss thank all of you guys. And maybe we could see each other again soon. It's been a while.
Ay, nako. Yeah. Sinabi mo.
Diba? Ang hirap-hirap. But yeah, ganito na lang muna tayo now. So anyway, tonight, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to all our disagreements, let's call it like that, and continue to stay on your lane. Charot.
Censorship!
Eto ang auntie nyo na nagsasabing, pag maraming okra, it's still stuff, it's not stuffs. Pwede ba? Oh, girls, anong masasabi nyo sa ano natin ngayon?
Stuffs okra, yun lang.
Adhiri,
okay. Thank you for
yung debate natin.
Ano na?
Akala ko tapos na yung debate natin. Hanggang sa huli.
Wala, hanggang sa huli talagang meron pa rin lumalaban. So yun naman ang maganda for both sides. Talagang tuloy nyo lang yan. At tingin ko hindi dito magtatapos ang usapang to.
Mabuti pa, Abby, ikaw na lang ang mag-end kasi hindi ako makakapagtigil. Sorry talaga.
Okay, so in behalf of all your titas, thank you to everybody who has listened to us, who has spent time with us in the last episodes that we've had. Thank you for listening to Arkadadalan. Thank you to our first ever guests, si Mark, si Stuart, tsaka si Richie, and to our pala, Sarah. Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. So,
hakot, secret hakot, weapon. Hakot, hakot.
No, lucky charm. Wag ka nga.
So, this is your tita, Abby Valte. Valte on Twitter. Please lang, galit ako sa gulay, pero wag kayong gumaya sa akin. Anna?
This is Mrs. and Lawyer. Call me Anna or call me A, ang inyong uncrowned reyna ng mga prokra at budol queen. Marga?
This is Marga. Marga versus Machine on Twitter, a.k.a. Nocradamus.
And e? This is E, Madam Hiddles on Twitter. Ang auntie niyong galit pa rin. Okay, bye everyone!
Bye!
Bye!